Lesson 13. Viva Cinco de Mayo. Mexican Americans enjoy the July 4th holiday along with everyone else in the United States, but they also have a special holiday. It is May 5th, Cinco de Mayo. Let's discover what happened on that date in 1862. When Spanish rule over Mexico ended in 1821, the southern part broke into several pieces. These became the countries of Central America. A war with the United States followed in 1848, which Mexico lost. The United States took all of the land north of the Rio Grande. 14 years later, Napoleon III, the ruler of France, decided to take what was left. He planned to make Mexico part of the French Empire. Feeling sure that he could succeed, he sent an army across the Atlantic Ocean. It landed at Veracruz on the Gulf of Mexico. The French expected little trouble. After all, the country was now much smaller and weaker. The spirit of the Mexican people was low. They did not have a well-trained army. The French soldiers had many guns and much more experience at fighting. The Mexicans, however, were not going to surrender without a struggle. In great haste, the Mexican leader, General Zaragoza, put together an army. When the French reached the town of Puebla, after marching 150 miles from the coast, Zaragoza's army was waiting. The date was May 5, 1862. Although he had fewer soldiers and only a small number of guns, Zaragoza wasted no time in attacking. The battle lasted 2 hours. Zaragoza scattered the French soldiers, who ran for their lives. The Mexican people were thrilled. They had been pushed around for too long by other countries. They needed a victory, and now they had one. Even though Napoleon sent a much larger army the next year and defeated the Mexicans, this did not dim the pride that they had felt on May 5th. By beating the French in battle, Mexico was telling the world that it had become a nation. It was no longer willing to be part of anyone's empire. In fact, the French rule lasted only until 1867. Napoleon's dream of adding to his empire ended, and the Mexican people were at last left to govern themselves. That is the story of May 5th, a special date on the Mexican calendar. It is a day enjoyed by the people of Mexico and by all those with ties to that country. Bands play, and markets and food stalls sell many different delicious snacks. People can watch dancing displays or can take part in different games. Nowhere, however, do they have more fun than in the Mexican town of Puebla. There, during the carnival, people dress up like French and Mexican soldiers. Then they act out a pretend battle just like the one on May 5th. In the end, the Mexican soldiers always win.